Today's devotional is based on Jeremiah 11, verses 18 to 20, and chapter 12, verses 1 to 17. It was written by the Reverend Susan Washburn. God, do something! Many of us have experienced the frustration of watching the bad guys win or the wicked thrive. Like Jeremiah, we have gone to friends or coworkers in exasperation and asked, how can she get away with it? When things feel out of control, we call upon God to right the wrongs we experience in the world. Like Jeremiah, we call upon God, saying, let me see your retribution upon them. During this Holy Week, Jeremiah reminds us that our world does not always look like a fair place. As The Message puts it in Jeremiah 12:1, bad people have it good, and con artists make it big. Certainly, as the story of Jesus unfolds this week, it would seem that the worldly and powerful forces against him will win. We don't know the disciples' prayers as they watched their leader be arrested, beaten, and crucified, but I'd imagine their cries sounded like Jeremiah's. God, do something. Make this right. We too want to know we have a God we can call on in our despair, a God to fight the unfairness of a cancer diagnosis, restore a lost job, overhaul the systems that deny justice, or miraculously heal a loved one. Though we may be drenching our pillows with tears, we are promised joy in the morning. Jeremiah's message doesn't end with despair and defeat, but the promise of God's compassion and restoration. The events of Holy Week don't end when the stone is rolled in front of the tomb, but with the stones being rolled away in the light of a new dawn. Let us pray. Lord, we come to you remembering that despair and dysfunction do not have the final word. Give us hearts to trust that you are working for the reconciliation of the world, even when we cannot see it. May your power and compassion reign. Amen.